Do you have a short-term rental? What steps have you taken to find out about the local area to improve your guests' experience when they stay at your property? Have you stayed in the property to understand it from a guest's perspective? Well, that's what I'm doing in today's episode. And if you think it'll give you some ideas, then stay where you are. And if you don't, then hang around anyway. You might be surprised.
You're listening to Expat Property Story, a podcast in which I share my story to smooth the way for you to have your own
Expat Property Story.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 137, the seventh diary entry of my first ever UK property tour, where I'm checking up on our two SA houses, one of which was launched in April 2023 in Nottingham, and one of which was completed and staged just in time for my arrival very late last night as I fought with technology to find my way here or face a freezing night in the car in Leyland, Lancashire. And it is freezing. Snow is already falling in some parts of the country, but I'm fortunate not to have come across any of it, especially since the last 24 hours have taken me from Nottingham to Derby, back to Nottingham to pick up a hire car, to take me north to Stockport for only my second ever UK networking meeting, and then up to Leyland.
Day 6.
I have a meeting scheduled with Emma from Love It to List It, who has designed and staged our new SA unit. But after the drama of the last 2 days, I'm exhausted, and I put the meeting back a couple of hours. Now, this is a fairly quiet day compared to the previous 3 or 4, but it does give me an excuse to let new listeners know about our monthly newsletter, which I often get positive feedback from. And one particular mailing list subscriber, and you'll notice that I didn't say listener, no, one email subscriber got in touch to join our WhatsApp group. And when I asked them for some feedback about the podcast, which is always useful to collect so that I can make the podcast better, they replied that they haven't listened to the podcast, but that they'd heard the newsletter was really good. Now, I must say that I was fairly astonished about this, as I presumed that everyone on the mailing list had come via the podcast, but apparently not. Now, I don't know if they've subsequently listened to a few episodes of the pod, but I'd like to think so, as I think they're missing out on great tips and tricks from the amazing guests we've had on here so far. I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any episodes, and subscribe to the mailing list so that you can keep up to speed with property news through an expat lens. To follow the show, tap the little plus icon if you listen on Apple Podcasts, or tap follow on Spotify, or do whatever else you need to do wherever you get your podcasts. And to subscribe to the mailing list and join our WhatsApp group, follow the link in the show notes. Anyway, despite getting to Leyland really late the previous evening, I still wake up early-ish and decide to take a walk around the local area and take some photos and pop into some of the local shops and takeaways to collect business cards to display in the property. It really is freezing, and when I come across a large Tesco's, I can't resist the pull of a full English. I take a picture and put it on the podcast Instagram and realise that I've just done something I used to criticise others for, namely posting a picture of my meal on the gram. Anyway, I finish my breakfast and get back to the house just as our designer, Emma, is arriving, and she takes me on a tour of the house, and I'll be putting pictures up on the podcast website, expatpropertystory.com, in due course, so you can see them there. After that, I do some work while I wait for our SA managing agent, Dave, to come round, and we gossip about people in the world of UK property and talk about plans for the house and how he and his wife, Heather, will manage the accommodation and provide a great experience for our guests. We talk about the importance of direct bookings and how paying booking.com or Airbnb 15 to 18% is money down the drain, and could be the difference between a profitable and unprofitable property. And it's in the guests' interest too, as they will then get a discount on what they'd pay if they were going through the online platforms. A good agent will get in touch with guests who've booked for longer than a few days by giving them a courtesy call and asking them what they're in the area for, whether it's for business or for leisure. And especially if it's for business, try and build a relationship that could potentially lead to repeat bookings and longer stays. Dave points out that you still want some bookings to go through the online platforms because they should effectively be like your adverts or your lead generators for your direct bookings. One reason we bought this property was because it's on the list of towns allocated funding in the government's Towns Fund initiative to boost the fortunes of 101 towns in England. Leyland was given £25 million to go with the £13 million provided by South Ribble Council, Another reason is that it's pretty close to an Amazon distribution center. And the final reason is that we have bullish sentiments towards the Northwest as a whole. And the final thing we did before purchasing the property was check with Dave that it would work as an SA. Now, it might surprise you to hear that we actually bought this property in December 2022, and we have not received a penny from this property. And for the full story of how this came to pass, I suggest you subscribe to the podcast to make sure that you don't miss that particular expat property story when it's released. But as a brief trailer, if you like, we bought the property at auction, knowing that there was a tenant in place. But it was only upon completion that we'd received the rent statement, by which point the tenant was 1 month in arrears. Despite all our attempts to get them to either pay or leave, it wasn't until the following October that we got the property back, after we went through the whole process of Sections 8, 21, a county court judgment, and employing the services of the bailiffs. Join me tomorrow when I venture into Preston to meet ex-guest of the show, the letting agent with the best reputation on this podcast at least, and to meet our builder who refurbished our SA in Leyland. And if you know anyone who you think might like this podcast, then share the show to spread the word. You've been listening to
Expat Property Stories.